بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of my good friends Sayyid Farhan sent me a very nice and very thoughtful video. I think the message is so important that I thought let me share it with all of you. The message is as follows, which is that in this coronavirus imposed isolation and coronavirus imposed quarantines and the curtailment of our freedom, we have been hearing statements where people say, oh, the world has come to a standstill, the world has stopped. But think about that. Just think about it and say, what has stopped? Has the world really stopped? Or have some things in the world stopped? For example, the lessons that we are learning from this coronavirus is that it is not necessary to be brand focused in order to survive. Brands have stopped, life continues, and our original state continues. Going out to eat twice a week, thrice a week has stopped. But good home-cooked food, which we sit and enjoy with our family, alhamdulillah, this has not stopped. Holidays, once, twice, thrice a year, holidays have stopped. Holiday travel has stopped. But spending time with our loved ones, this has not stopped. Going around frenetically from meeting to meeting, this meeting, that meeting, at work and whatnot has stopped. But it hasn't stopped us from doing at least the opportunity to do productive work sitting where we are. Time has slowed down. Not literally, because it doesn't do that. But metaphorically speaking, time has slowed down. Where weeks used to disappear and we didn't know where they were, today, every hour, we feel it and we say, alhamdulillah, that I have one more hour in which to do something productive, something useful, an hour in which to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those of us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the tawfiq to, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the tawfiq to everybody, our reading has increased. The number of books we read has increased. What we take out of that has increased. Our reflections have increased. Our sharing of knowledge and learning from each other has increased. Just taking delight in looking around has increased. I'm right now in America, in a very beautiful part of the world, in the Northeast, in New England area, in Connecticut. And alhamdulillah, since there is no curfew here, we are allowed to walk and go for long walks, and which is what I have been doing. And I have noticed now that spring has started. Even though it's still very cold, but spring has started. And the trees now, we see the buds coming on. Daffodils have started flowering, so there's beautiful bunches of yellow flowers. I notice now that the robins, the American robin, which is a migratory bird, has returned. And there are dozens of them. Literally, in one place I counted about 14 of them in one small field area. Their favorite food is earthworms, and you see them hopping more than flying, looking for worms, and then pulling them out like spaghetti out of the holes, out of their dwelling places, and then eating them. Dozens of robins. And then I did a little bit of search and I said, well, you know, is it a migratory bird? Yes, it is a migratory bird. It flies at a speed of about 36-37 miles an hour, it flies up to 200 miles in a day, and it goes all the way down from here to Florida and to the Gulf states, meaning not Saudi Arabia, I mean not the not the Gulf states as in Kuwait and Qatar, but Gulf as in the Gulf of Mexico, the states around the Gulf of Mexico. It flies, these robins, they fly down there, and then in spring they come back up here in New England area. Now you notice all this. You see the way the world is changed thanks to the seasons. The world hasn't stopped. The seasons haven't stopped. The grass growing hasn't stopped. The daffodils flowering hasn't stopped. The oak trees coming back to life hasn't stopped. The birds, the migratory birds returning hasn't stopped. I was recording my feather reminder yesterday, and I suddenly saw a shadow, and I looked up, and there was a red-tailed hawk which was coasting along and looking for his prey. And his favorite prey is doves, and of course any rodents that he can dive on, like a bolt, like a thunderbolt coming out of the sky, and then that's one less rodent or one less dove in the world. Life goes on. What has happened is it has taught us that I don't need to go shopping, that retail therapy was a figment of the imagination. The world hasn't stopped. Shopping malls have stopped. Footfalls in shopping malls have stopped. And think about it, seriously ask yourself, what loss has your life suffered as a result of not going to the mall? What have you lost? As a result of not going out to eat in restaurants 2 times a week, 3 times a week, what have you lost? As a result of not just, you know, going to for those who do, movie houses, clubs, and so forth, you can't do that now. So what have you lost? And the short answer is nothing. Not only have we lost nothing, but we have gained. We have gained hugely and enormously. And of course, my assumption is that only those who have the intelligence to sit back and reflect and think have gained. The others are just getting frustrated and pulling their hair out. But those who reflect, we have gained in understanding the simplicity, understanding that simplicity of life is what gives us tranquility, what gives us grace. You know why we have more time? Because we are not spending that time in useless things which we used to do. The key is now to identify what were those useless things that I used to do, which I don't do anymore, and therefore, what are the things that in the new normal, when it comes back to normal, what is that new normal? What must it be for me? What am I going to do in my life post-corona that is new, that is productive, that is beneficial for me and for all those around me? And what is it that I will leave from my life pre-corona, which I will not bring back into my life post-corona? I think that is a very important thing to for us to understand, that if we do not bring about changes, then this time would have been wasted time. I remind myself anew, let us not waste this time. Let us treat this as an opportunity to bring about some significant change in our lives. What we have gained is the opportunity to build new relationships and to rebuild old relationships. What we have gained is the opportunity to repair relationships. I'm so happy to hear from several people, some relatives, some friends, of how they made up with their siblings, how they made up with their relatives, people they had misunderstandings with them and conflict with them, and they hadn't talked to them for years, and now they picked up the phone, they spoke to them, and they made up. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, how beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? And Allah, may Allah be pleased with them and fill their hearts with love for one another. A friend of mine, he said that his mother told him that people have been calling her people she hadn't heard of from, he said, in some cases, more than a decade. And suddenly they phone and say, you know, how are you? And so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is what we get. We got the time, and even more importantly, we got the tawfiq to talk to each other, to check up on each other, to reflect on this and say, what is my life really worth? That one little virus can destroy everything? Or is my life worth more than this virus? Is my life something that death or the fear of death will not destroy, but actually adds value to that? Because alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this life in order to use it for my benefit as well as the benefit of everybody else. We have many of us, alhamdulillah, what has happened is we have stopped missing salah. We used to complain, oh, you know, I don't have time to go to the masjid. All right, now the masjid is closed. Now what? And you've got all the time in the world. So alhamdulillah, we pray on time and we pray by jama'ah. We gain that. Even though we have lost going to the masjid temporarily, inshallah, because once this is over, the masajid will open, inshallah, and we hope that they will be filled to capacity. Not the same old, eight people coming for Salatul Fajr. They filled to capacity because we will say, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again permitted us to come to His house, and this is the most beautiful thing. And so I am going to ensure that I pray all my salawat in the masjid, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us use this time productively by reflecting, by thinking. And I'm a great one for writing things down. So please do write things down, write your reflections, share those reflections with your family, share those reflections with your friends. Talk to people, meet people, talk to people. Alhamdulillah, today we have technology. Let us use that. You got WhatsApp for free calls all over the world, Telegram, free calls all over the world. You got video chats, you've got Zoom, you've got FaceTime. We have this, there's no shortage of technology. But let's use that positively and usefully in order to see each other, talk to each other. Yesterday I spoke to a friend of mine who's 87 years old. Today I spoke to a friend of mine who's 90 years old. Norman Lindy in Canada and Wally Melville in the UK. I spoke to them, and I spoke to them after many years, alhamdulillah. But alhamdulillah, I was able to speak to them and talk to them, and they were so happy to hear my voice, and I was so happy to hear their voice. All of this thanks to the fact that we are stuck in the house. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a means of khair and barakah for all of us. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.